The Gemara mentioned this idea of Tfias Eino de Kala. So this is also something that's come up a lot. Most recently in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, where we spoke about whether or not Tfias Ayin de Koil is something that can be used in Hilchas Eidos. So really it's a Machloikis, Ktsois, and Asivos. But where it comes up very, very much is in the Aguna Shailas. So can you rely on a Tfias Ayin de Koil in Sugyas of Agunas? This is Dvarim Atikin, the Inkam Mekoyim Laharich. It came up very much in the 9/11 Tshuvas that were written. But Tfias Ayin de Koil, is that something you can rely on in Hilchas Agunas, where there's a lot of kulas, Meshum Aguna, Akilu Be'Rabbanon for sure, or is not something that you're able to rely on? Just kedai to mention, in addition to that, the Ramban Al HaTorah, where the Ramban in Parshas Toldos, so we know that Yaakov, based on the guidance of his mother, went to steal the brachas that Yitzchak wanted to really give Esav, a kol kol Yaakov, Ayadai Midei Esav. But the Ramban, in his discussion of thinking through Yaakov Avinu's strategy, says, I pasha don't understand the game plan. Says, Vani tomeya, eich loy pochad meheker akol. How is Yaakov not afraid? So it's very nice. Ula Yerushani, obviously, he puts on the old beged. But at the same time, he wasn't worried about his voice. Hakol kol Yaakov. So how is Yaakov not afraid of that? Eich loy pochad meheker akol. V'chob nei adam nikarim b'koyim, says the Ramban. We know people can very easily be recognized by their voice. K'maisha amru rabbi say, and if a regular person can notice someone by his voice, my year be Yitzchak hachacham v'habaki, Lashon HaRamban, my year be Yitzchak hachacham v'habaki lahakar bein bonav shetiyol be'emes tfias ayin the call. There's no way Yitzchak the chacham and the baki, and these are his sons no less, he went to add a tfias ayin the call. So I partially don't understand Yaakov's mahalachit. That's Ramban's kash. I need tomeya. So says the Ramban, ulai hoyu ha'achim o'ilo doimim b'koilom. So maybe they had the same voice. V'lekach amru ki ha'koil koil Yaakov dvara. Right, the only way he was able to notice that it was called Yaakov was Pasha from the Edel kind of Yaakov. But based on the voice itself, he says they were brothers, they weren't just brothers, they were twins, and as a result, maybe they sounded the same. Oi, perhaps, says the Ramban, maybe Yaakov Avinu knew how to change his voice. Says the Ramban, there are people that know how to do good impersonations. I've seen people like this. I mean, the Ramban doesn't say that. But he says, I know there. I have. But the Ramban doesn't say that. There are people that know how to do that. And as a result, says the Ramban, maybe that's what was happening here. Maybe that was the Mahalach. But the truth is, this Ramban's important. And it's quoted by the Meshivan. Because the Ramban already, he poured a little bit of cold water on this whole Indian of Tfias Ayin de Kol. I mean, once the Ramban says that Yesh b'bnei yoydim lasis kein, and Yaakov Avinu, that's what he was doing, so then how taka do we rely on Tfias Ayin de Kol? Okay, so maybe we can rely on it in certain areas, but once there's a little bit of a luch in the whole Indian of Tfias Ayin de Kol, then it opens up makom to be machmer in certain areas. Again, this came up very, very much in the Aguna Shailas, Ayin and the related Reidai.